Yeah, they do. On a very good run themselves, obviously. You know, what can you say? They've spent a lot of money. They've got some very good players. We've got to go and compete with them. Accrington went there last week and got a very good point. We've got to do the same here and make sure that we compete. And if we show any sort of willingness to go and compete with them like we did second half at Torquay, then we've certainly got a chance.
It could be argued perhaps some of your better performances this season have been against the better clubs.
Yeah, probably, maybe, because there's pressures off you a little bit. The expectation's not there. But we have our own expectations. We've got to win games at home. We've got to make this hard place to come and play. And to do that, we've got to do all the things that we're asking them to do. Consistently, game in, game out, minute in, minute out. And if we do that, we've got a good chance of winning any game.
As you quite rightly say, Crawley have got a lot of very decent players. In your build-up to the game, do you sort of focus on them at all, or is it more about what you do?
We obviously have an indication of them and what they're about. But ultimately, it's about us. Because this level is so tight, I think, you know, anyone can beat anyone. Anyone can get a result against anyone. And it's down to hard work and commitment and doing things properly and limiting your mistakes. And if you do that, you've certainly got a chance in this league. And I think that's what we've done over the last 4 weeks, is done that. And, you know, we had a little blip last week, but we haven't half learned a lot about ourselves last week as a team and as a group and as individuals, and we'll be hopefully better this week.
Test of character to a degree. You've had that setback last week. It's how you come back now, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, it was always going to be a blip somewhere along the line. You know, to get 6 points from those games was something that was going to be very difficult. Two away games, but we got three from them, so we'd have took that.
Better than two draws.
Exactly.
Squad-wise, how are you looking?
Yeah, Stefan's unfortunately damaged his cartilage in his knees, having an operation this week, today. So he's going to be at least 4 to 6 weeks with that. That's unfortunate. Toddy's obviously 50-50 with his groin. And apart from that, everyone else is available, apart from the long-terms like Adam, who's getting there. A few weeks, hopefully, he'll be training with us. And Joe Colbeck, well, he's just got a lot of running to do in the next 4 weeks, unfortunately for him.
Two centre-backs missing, the two experienced centre-backs, that is a blow, isn't it? Really?
It is a blow, but again, look at Villa, Michael and Greeny, whether it be Bruno comes in, you know, we've got enough about us to make sure that we're capable of doing it. You know, we've done that at Villa, we've done that at Bristol Rovers, we've done that at Wimbledon, so we're capable of doing that.